For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League and their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. And we're turning our calendars to the basketball portion of the Ivy League. The Ivy League football champions, we have a three-way tie. It was a great season. I thank you guys for all of your support. You guys could go check me out at TomBartonSports.com. Tom Barton Sports over on Twitter or the X, TomBartonSports@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with the show. We turned it over to the basketball, and basketball a couple of years ago is really what made this channel or this podcast really explode. I know a lot of you guys like it from a betting perspective. It's not a betting show, but I'll give you kind of my ideas and whatnot. We are already, you know, into the basketball season where we're getting close to double-digit games under our belts, and the Ivy League has really impressed. They've really gone out there, and they have impressed early on. So, well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to take a look at where we are up until this point. Hope everybody had a very good Thanksgiving. We're getting into December now. And I'll look at the games moving forward because I found a lot of spots. As you guys know, look, I am a sports bettor. That's what I do. I enjoy doing it. I found a lot of spots where you could take the Ivy Leagues. But I'm starting to find the overinflation, which actually happened this week. And we'll get into that as well. Looking forward, will the overinflated lines continue for the Ivy Leagues? Let's take a look. We'll go all the way back to last Friday. We'll go back a week ago here. Delaware beat up Brown. Penn gets a nice win at home against Lafayette. Nothing really to speak about there. Both of the programs, it didn't matter one way or the other. Brown actually came back the next night with a nice overtime win on the road. Well, it's not on the road. It's the national championship, 93-83. Their offense just went off. Lilly Jr. scored 27 against Kansas City, so that was nice. Columbia beat up Maine, won by 19. That's a game that's opening up my eyes because I don't think people believe this Columbia team is going to be a real threat. I see something else on the court. Princeton is getting all of the love. Princeton, last weekend, they beat up Northeastern 80-66. Princeton is the team that's starting to get some hype. Princeton's the team that's starting to get that groundswell. Lee had 30 points and 6 rebounds in that game. Penn loses at home to Belmont. It's a good Belmont team. And St. Louis loses on the road to Dartmouth in a game that I think it was a great, really good game for Dartmouth, 66-65 against a St. Louis team that's pretty good. Indiana beats Harvard. They beat Harvard in a game that Harvard had the lead at the half. Harvard, and this is a crushing blow if you had Harvard plus about double digits in this game because they should have, and they were covering, and they should have won this game. I didn't have it. I felt bad for those because they just lost at the end. Harvard's defense just crumbled. Indiana scored 50 in the second half. Brown loses to Ohio at home. Well, again, they were the home team, but they were in the national championship. Penn gets a win against Monmouth to kind of set the table right. And Rhode Island beat Yale. Look, Rhode Island's a good team, but it's a game that I thought Yale should have won. I know that the bookmakers didn't agree with me. It was a game that I believed that Yale, I don't know, maybe should have is a too hard of a word. I thought they could have won that game. And to me, that was the moment where I wanted to see Yale, who I picked to win this conference. I wanted to see Yale kind of become that team. I want to see the defensive player of the year, the offensive player of the year, who I think is going to win it this year. I wanted to see them step up and win a game against a good team, and they couldn't get it done. So do I have to reassess my situation on Yale? Not yet, but I'm getting into maybe that zone. Now, all of a sudden, we go into just this week, this Wednesday, and we're watching the lines be inflated because people are starting to pay attention to the Ivy Leagues. Harvard wins 80-75 against American University. Harvard was nearly a double-digit favorite in that game. A Mac had 26, and the game was a nice game. Harvard had an 11-point lead at the half. Again, Harvard's second-half defense comes back to haunt them. They give up 50 in the game they lost to Indiana, 44 in this game to American. Something to keep an eye on. That Harvard second half defense is not playing well. Harvard a little inflated by the books. Vermont and Dartmouth. Dartmouth playing another close game. They were 15-point underdogs in this game. They lost by 11. They had the lead at the half. They had a 3-point lead at the half. Now, Vermont's a very good team. Right? They're a really well-coached team, a very good team. They hung with them. Something to keep in mind. I know Dartmouth is 1-4. They're 0-3 away. But they only lost by 11. A team that was supposed to win by 15 and had the lead at the half. Columbia with another win. Let's start paying attention to Columbia here. 69-57. Again, it's at home. So maybe you don't not give them the credit they deserve. Brown had 15-6. He's somebody to watch. 6-2 and 5-1 at home. I don't care how you get there, guys. 6-2 is 6-2. Columbia's opening up my eyes. Yale bounces back. They beat Stony Brook 79-71. Cornell, what they do, what do they do all the time? Score, 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 score. They put up 91 against Monmouth with a nice win. Monmouth could have been a tricky team there. Gray had 14 points. And Princeton goes on the road and beats Bucknell. Princeton is 7-0. They are the story of the Ivy League so far this year. Everyone's jumping on this Princeton bandwagon, and for a good reason. But let's not overlook the fact that Cornell is 6-1. Let's not overlook the fact that Columbia is 6-2. Harvard's 6-2. We have a lot of good teams now, and they're good teams on a national scope. Princeton is going to get the love because they're undefeated, but Cornell is doing the things that propelled them last year. Score, 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 score. See if teams can beat you. And their offense looks better than it did last year. I wanted more out of Yale. Look, at 5-3, you can't complain. I wanted more out of Yale. And Harvard is that team as well. They got another win. That Indiana game to me, if they would have kept that within 10 points, I think people would have been talking about Harvard. So we will hear. So looking ahead, the week ahead, Bryant takes on Brown on Friday. Look, Brown, I'm not sure what to make of this team yet. I'm still up in the air about this Brown team. This is a winnable game. They are at home. It's a game that, dare I say, they should win. Bryant's no joke. Now, Bryant is no joke. We go over to Saturday. Saturday slate of games. Harvard against Loyola Chicago. Another good test. Another road team for Harvard that you can beat. It's a good test for an Ivy League here. I think Harvard's ahead of schedule. This is not a game that they'll be favored in, okay? But it's a game that they can win. If their second half defense, and that's what we're watching here with Harvard, their second half defense, if they're able to clamp down and keep it within reason, Harvard could win this game. I think they're a live dog on Saturday. Cornell takes on Lafayette. Lafayette's 1-7 on the year, okay? Cornell should go in here and run them out of the gym. Cornell's offense, if you like betting and you like exotic bets, team total overs, just take Cornell. 84, 107, 78, 83 in a loss, 88, 74, 91. I mean, how do they not put up 80 against on Lafayette? You know, not Lafayette, they're 1-7, which if you're going to be a contender here in Cornell, you gotta put up big points. And they can't score. Now, their defense isn't terrible. They've, held teams to under 80 in every game but one. But this is Cornell. This is Cornell's offense. So I expect a big Cornell win there, but will they be able to kind of run him out of the gym and get that offense going? Princeton takes on Furman. Furman's a solid team, but Princeton's at home. Princeton's 7-0. Princeton is rolling, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that they are the story of the Ivy Leagues, and they're starting to get national attention. Starting to get national attention because they beat Rutgers right off the bat. Okay, that's national attention. Going into Hofstra is no joke. I think Hofstra's the tournament team this year. That's getting attention, okay? They beat Monmouth team that can give teams trouble, and they're putting up 80, 85, 80, 76, 82. I mean, this is what they've done. Now they have Furman. That's a winnable game. Drexel, winnable game. St. Joe's will be tough. On the road, St. Joe's is tough. It's a winnable game. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a winnable game. They have a D2 team, Del Valle, no problem. Delaware, I think they can get to the Ivy League. Listen, I'm not saying it will happen. I think it can happen. I think they could get to the Ivy League schedule December 6th against Harvard, undefeated. And they have Harvard and Dartmouth back-to-back at home. They'll be favored in both of those games. Then they go on the road to Columbia, Cornell, and Yale, and Brown. Four road games in a row. That's where it'll get a little dicey for Penn, for Princeton. But I think they could go into the Ivy League schedule undefeated. And it starts with Furman here. Penn, LaSalle, tough game, the Big Five Classic game there. Again, I'm still not sure what to make of Penn right now. They are who I thought they were. LaSalle is a solid team. I've scouted them a couple of times, and I say, look, with LaSalle, when you're breaking down the Explorers, you know, you're saying, okay, they lost to Duke at Duke. They lost to Temple. They gave up 106 points. But when they fail, they're giving up points. They gave up 95 to Duke and 106 to Temple. When they're losing, they're giving up huge points. Can Penn go out there and score these points? Now, if they were against Cornell, I think Cornell could put up 100 against LaSalle. It's a different kind of style of team. Now, when you say that, you go, wait a minute. Whoa, Tom. Penn put up 102. Yeah, but against John Jay. They put up 80 against Bucknell, put up 80 against Maryland Mid-Eastern. They put 79 against Belmont. If Penn can get those kind of numbers, if Penn gets into the 80 seed, I think they win the game. Albany, Dartmouth, in Albany. Albany's the better team, but Dartmouth's been playing tough. They've been playing tough. They're a scrappy team. And then Yale, Vermont. This is a test game. I keep expecting more from Yale. I want more from Yale. I think they can offer more. But I can't bet against Vermont in that spot. Not at home. No. And on Sunday, we have Brown against Maine. Maine is the better team. Brown could win that game. And Columbia against New Hampshire starts to become interesting if you're buying into Columbia, which I think I'm starting to buy into. They also have Lafayette later on in the week, so Columbia has a chance to bounce back even if they do lose that. Princeton will take on Drexel next Tuesday in a way to continue there. But again, it's at home. I think that Princeton should win the next two games. And then on the ACC network, Cornell-Syracuse. That's an interesting game on Tuesday. I wanted to highlight that because we made money on that last year. I told everybody, I said, hey guys, you know what? I'm leaning this way. And if you paid attention to, you know, to me and to the channel, you could tell, I don't tell you, hey, this is who I go out there and bet this game. No. But that was a 78-63. They lost by 50. And I thought that that was the game that was going to bite them. I think this is a different Cornell team this year. I don't think that that's the game that's going to go out there and bite them. I think that they can beat Syracuse. Syracuse coming off a nice win this week, but I think it's a winnable game. So while Princeton is the talk, and absolutely they should be, do not discount Columbia, Harvard, maybe Yale gets back into this thing. Dartmouth's playing pretty decently. There are some teams here, and obviously Cornell. There are some teams here to say that the Ivy League, start of the Ivy League season, has been better than I can remember. The Ivy Leagues are making people pay attention. They're opening up people's eyes. And I hope you guys have a very good week out there. All right, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back next week. We're going to do the show every Wednesday or Thursday, depending on the schedules. And we're going to be focusing pretty much completely on college basketball as we move forward. Enjoy the week, everybody. Have a good one.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.